to get tonight's program started off, we're going to turn to the king, perhaps one of my favorite kings of the blues scene. Here he is, Freddie King, playing his number, I'd Rather Be Blind.
Sure, Dad.
Na 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 na. Oh yeah, yeah. Yes, stretch your rule. Whoa, whoa. Yes, stretch your rule. Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, my name is Vern Maytown, and I live in Montreal, Canada. And every Saturday from 4 to 7 p.m., I listen to the West Indian Rhythm on CKUT 90.3 FM with the one and only Howard Stretch Carr.
Na na na, na na na, na na na, na na na, na. Oh, yeah.
CKUT
Radio.
Radio.
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level. Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show,
Steve Sanka.
And along with the rest of the crew,
DJ Nicholas.
Special guest, DJ. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. On CKUT 90.3 FM,
People's Station.
I wake up weeping from a sleep and then, oh, I wanna fall asleep again. But the memories of a burning skin just keep me yearning. Another drink, another cigarette. Lord, I try anything to forget. But the memories of her burning touch just keep me turning. You know I'm turning. Gonna kiss my gypsy like you do. Who's gonna tell me lies, sweet lies, and make me believe they're true? I miss her morning kiss when I wake up. I look and I see her face there in my coffee cup. I never know what a loneliness was. Baby, 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 I'm learning. You know I'm learning. Oh, 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 oh. You gypsy, you heartbreaking gypsy. Gypsy, will you ever come home? Listen to me, darling. I said gypsy, I said heartbreaking gypsy. Gypsy, will you ever come home? Who's gonna kiss my
Children while he's going to work. A woman who will have his dinner cooked when he comes home. Where some men make mistakes is when they go out and stay because they feel that no other man wants his woman but him. But listen, if you think no other man wants her, just throw. Man will have her before you can count. One, two, three. Yes, they will. Yes, he will. Listen, girls, this goes for you too. Because you know I've seen so many women who've had so many good men in life. Men who would stand by them through thick and thin. Men who would go to work every day and bring home their hard-earned pay. Men who would give their women anything that their little heart desired. Where some women make mistakes, when their men go out and let them play, they would stay because they felt that no other woman wanted him but her. Listen, if you think that no other woman wants him, just pitch him out in the streets. Some woman will have your man before you can count. One, two, three. Yes, she will.
Tells me that I am not since I met you, baby, I'm a happy man. Since I met you, baby, I'm a happy man. I'm gonna try to please you in every way I can. To pardon me if it sounds like I'm eating. Yeah. I've just got some lobsters in my mouth here. Thanks to the people at Seafood and Chicken Fundraiser Line. This will take place tomorrow. But they have delivery today. This is put on by StarCan. It will take place tomorrow at Noel Alexander Banquet Hall, 4065 Jean Talon West. Ooh, and from what I'm tasting here, highly recommended. Catered by Owen, the seafood man, 514-569-0456. He's available for weddings, birthdays, barbecues, everything. The seafood man, Owen, highly recommended by moi. Oh, pardon me. I was so excited about the food, I forgot to say good evening to the listeners of West Indian Rhythms, CKUT 90.3 FM on your favorite station, CKUT. Welcome, welcome. We're here with you until 7 o'clock. And open the show with some oldies but goodies, turning back the pages of time. And I hope you enjoy them. Some of these old music sounds so sweet. Big hits in their days. Derek Morgan, the ska singer from out of London, England, doing Gypsy. And Hold On to What You Got, Mr. Joe Tex. And Since I Met You, Baby, Ivory Joe Hunter. I think that could be in the late 60s or early 60s. So check it out. Glad you enjoyed it. So many things to say, but this food has crept into my head and I can't concentrate. Seafood does that to me, you know. I don't know about you, but whenever I have seafood, it does certain things to me. Coming up at 4:30, I'll be speaking to a group of people who has great things in mind, and I'm glad to hear that. And just my luck, as I start, there's someone calling me on the phone. But I'm going to answer them and tell them I'll soon be there. Hold on for me, please, sir. All right? I'm telling you, where was I now? Now I'm confused even more. Yes, so I'll be speaking to these folks at 4:30 on the Zoom, okay? And the Zoom number is 857-4645 3028. And if you have any kind of young kids in your young teenagers, you want them to listen to this. Dr. Rob Whitley, Dr. Stanley Chase, and Ms. Valerie Gordon will be on the Zoom talking to you all. So it's great. It's good for the young kids to listen to. All right. So what else? What else is good here? You know, you should let lobsters affect your head so much, you know, because now I can't concentrate. But I'm going to fight the taste. The West Island Blues Festival had another successful year at Wipka's 40th anniversary banquet. And they gave almost $30,000 was given to be the name to the name groups and all that. The West Island Black Community Association got $15,000. The West Island Women's Shelter got $4,000. Ajoy, $4,000. The Alzheimer's Group got $3,000. Illiteracy Unlimited, $3,000. Literacy Unlimited, $3,000. So you see, everybody's helping each other. One I wish a gentleman that I've known for quite some many moons. He was my former band leader, and his name is Mr. Martin Albino. He taught me a lot of what I've achieved over the years. He played keyboards and he led the band. And I was one of those singers who just sang, you know, I mean, because I like singing. No great, great singer, but I like singing. And he always encouraged me. So I would love to sing something for him a little bit, just because he always made me feel good. All right, so I'm gonna sing Happy Birthday to You. Happy Birthday, dear Martin. Happy Birthday, dear Martin. Happy birthday to you. I'm going to play a song for you, Martin. And if you can tell me who is singing this song, then I'll say good boy.
Marry me, hey sweetie.
That voice, Mr. Albino. I hope you're listening, and I'll play one more. That's a local one of our local artists, Wicked Singer. As we like to say in Jamaica, Wicked Singer. I'll play another one, and then we'll set up our Zoom. Here we go. Come on, Phil. What's wrong? No sound? I'll give you a little piece of this. I don't know what's wrong with it. This guy used to be the singer in the band after I left. He was a real funk singer. Right here from Montreal. Baby. Baby.
How do you like it when I'm kissing and hugging your body? Do you love it when I tell you that I'm never gonna live without you? Girl, I can make it so that we would never live apart. Yeah. Ready to get this moving, 'cause I don't see a reason why we just can't get this started today, but I know that I can get a little impulsive tonight, but every time I see your face, the chills go up and down my spine, girl, you see that I am so ready, I'm so ready.
Ah, it's 25 minutes past the hour. And that's Phil Moore. All right, Martin, happy birthday, my friend. Enjoy it. And I'm dedicating the whole Soca Hour to you. And remember, this birthday greetings come from the wife and kids, and kid and grandkids. All right, grandkid, rather. Come on, just get yourselves. I know the lobster has done that to you. And but so be it, all right? So I'm going to open the Zoom, and I hope my guests will be there as soon as possible. Let me play some ads, and we'll get back to the show.
From helmets to sunscreen, we do everything we can to keep our kids safe. So how can the COVID-19 vaccine help protect them? COVID-19 vaccines can help keep children safe from severe illness and potential long-term effects of the virus. Millions of children in Canada and around the world have already been safely vaccinated. Help protect your child. Book their appointment at canada.ca/COVID-vaccine. A message from the Government of Canada.
Le 3 octobre, ce sera jour d'élection générale au Québec. Pour savoir où voter et pour connaître la liste des candidats qui se présentent dans votre circonscription, consultez la carte de rappel jaune que vous avez reçue par la poste ou visitez notre site web. Pour voter, vous devrez présenter une pièce d'identité. Les bureaux de vote seront ouverts de 9h30 à 20h. Pour plus d'informations, consultez le www.élections.québec ou communiquez avec nous au 1-888-ÉLECTION. Le 3 octobre, on inverse la tendance. Tout le monde vote. Un message d'Élections Québec.
You know, I was talking to some people who were telling me they're not going to vote because voting doesn't mean anything to them. And, you know, I mean, look around you, folks. Look around you. You know, some of the elected officials here in our great province is saying that immigrants are not accepted here. It's bothersome to hear that, you know. So I'm opening everything at the same time, working at the same time, doing everything at the same time. All right, so here we go. Do I have everybody? Let me see. Oh, do I have everybody or not? Oh, there we go. Hi.
Well, hello. Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon. Do I have everybody here? I am. There's.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Ms. Jewel Jones. And let me see. I'm trying. Do I have everybody here?
Not quite, I don't think.
One more.
Are we waiting for Rob?
Hello, folks.
Hey, how are you?
Hello.
Hi.
How are you, sir?
I'm good, thanks. Very good for a Saturday afternoon. How about yourself?
I can't complain. I just had some lobsters that was sent to me by and this thing has messed up my head. That ever happened to you before?
Not necessarily with lobster.
I'm telling you, food does strange things to me.
Oh, definitely it does. For sure.
why isn't my camera on? Original sound. Let me see. You have to bear with me. Ah, there I am.
There you go.
Are we still missing somebody else?
Rob, yes. Dr. Rob Whitley.
Is he anywhere around? I'm not seeing his name here.
Not as yet, no?
Not yet, but he knows and he's supposed to come on.
All right. What time is it? 4:30.
Yes, it is.
And what I could do is I could stretch the whole thing a little longer, waiting for the doctor to forward, and or could we go ahead and start chatting a little bit?
Let's give him a few minutes.
Okay, yeah. We'll give him a few minutes.
Yeah, let's give him a few minutes. And about how long do you intend to keep us on for?
A half an hour until 5.
Okay, good.
Until five. All right.
But he should show up just now because he knows. I mean, you were all reminded this morning and in touch.
So. Yes, that was
a bit surprised he's not there yet because he's normally on time.
Are you seeing my face?
Yes.
Oh.
I am seeing you. And yes. Caribbean background. Are you in Grenada?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm in Grenada. I'm in Cuba. I'm in Jamaica. I'm in Trinidad. I am just in the Caribbean.
Yeah, but you're not in Miami for you're not in Florida.
No.
For
sure. No Miami for me at all. You know, when I was about 15, 16, Miami was is still an hour away from Jamaica, 45 minutes by aircraft, right? And I got the opportunity to go up there and hang out with my cousins and all that. And when I saw the end of a hurricane we had, I can't remember the name of the hurricane, I said to myself, it's time to go back home. Because it's not my cup of tea, you know what I mean? But I love to visit Miami. I have tons of families there, tons of friends. But that's about it, you know. I love my old Montreal. Say what, you know? You know, parlez-vous français too well, you could be in trouble. But I love Montreal.
Montreal's a different island compared to the other islands.
Thank you for saying it that way, because it's a beautiful location. I enjoy living here, you know what I mean? So I am 50 years, 50, wow. 55, yeah. I'm in this beautiful, not Montreal, because I went to school part-time in Toronto, Sheridan College, and for a couple of years. Then I went up north to work. But after that, I was in Montreal. My brother, and I must say congrats to Lee Carr for getting a plaque from WIBCO. At their presentation the other night, for being one of those who started the West Island WIBCO. As they celebrated their 40th anniversary.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
I heard they had a gala, a fundraising gala.
I heard the day before. Nobody said anything to me. I guess they didn't want two cars in the same garage.
I was away. We went to Watertown for the weekend. So
where?
Watertown.
Watertown, in this time when there's so much water running loose in Miami. Where's Watertown, though?
Well, it's just beyond Thousand Islands on the west side.
Watertown, New York. Yes.
Yes, yes.
Upstate New York.
Yes. I've passed that when we go across the bridge. I've seen that. Yes. So how was it in Watertown? Any water?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's just really relaxing because it's so green and, you know, the space, the houses have a lot of space in between them. It was really nice. Feel very country.
Yes. I love the country too. I'm a country person at heart. Yeah. You know, driving down the 87... and going to New York, I love, just as you leave the border, going down through that mountain.
Yes, the Adirondacks. I always tell people about that. I live in Toronto now, but I look forward to one day doing that drive. It's a beautiful drive.
It is.
From Montreal to New York City.
And what are you doing in Toronto?
It's long, but it's beautiful.
Oh, it's a beautiful drive.
And I actually did it on the train one. So.
Yeah,
I've done it on the train too. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes, it's nice. It's nice. I've done it on the train, but I'm up front because I work with the railroad for several years. And sometimes when the Amtrak not making it, we have to go there. And they send somebody like me to sit in the cab and fool around with little trainee. Chook, 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 chook. Yeah, so, you know, it's a beautiful country. If going in the back, because you're in the back side of the country, of the various areas, Plattsburgh, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And it's nice. So what's happening in Toronto? I don't know if I'd want to live in Toronto, because when I lived in Toronto, I lived on King and Queen and O'Hara.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And you could reach everywhere. It was the streetcar was there, and you jumped out your house and you run to the streetcar till all hours of the night, whatever. Now, now 401 is as busy as the 20 here.
The traffic is crazy here in Toronto now. Mm-hmm. You know, it goes so fast. They'll never be able to catch up with their highway systems and subway system.
Now it's spread too far. Too fast.
Too fast and too far.
Yes, yep. Sir.
Now there's no money. So,
no money?
No money for, to build things or to make things.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Six lanes going east, six lanes going west. My God.
Oh, yeah.
This is
Angeles. Back and forth all my life, so it's been remarkable to see it change over the years. And
yeah, I've seen that change too. Yeah. So the seafood that I was eating, here we go back to the seafood, is catered by a local guy here. So if ever you need seafood when you get to Montreal, his name is Owen, the seafood man. And you can reach him at 514-569-0456. If you're having banquets and weddings.
0456?
Yes. 0456, yes. Okay. Check him out and tell him Stretch recommended his lobsters, and it was beautifully done.
I just took note of it. I just took note of it.
Yes, yep. Please do. And they deliver too, because this is a handsome young man, drove all the way out here in the country, because I live in the country, and they do delivery. They're having a big function tomorrow night, tomorrow afternoon. Where did I put my flyer? Jeez, it disappeared, but I'll find it.
Stretch, repeat the first six digits for me, please.
Off.
Owen.
514.
Yes.
569.
Yes.
0456.
Perfect. Thank you. I'm surprised Rob is not here, though. Can you text him, Stan?
I'll see what I can do. It's that's ironic.
Probably slipped in, because I know he was very keen on meeting Stretch.
Yes, of course,
many years ago.
Well, maybe after Stretch talked about the lobster, he said, "No, boy, that guy might eat me."
Talk about the lobster.
Oh, God. Somebody just texted me about his Zoom. It's all over on the flyer. All right, the Zoom code, if you want to get into the Zoom, is 8574653028. All right, so I think we better talk a little bit about the project.
Yes. Go ahead. Well, I'll just.
I really like what I saw when I got this thing here, and I said, this is good, but I saw something. It's a innovative new program, attempts to address failure to launch among young black men. And it kind of struck me, why only young black men? Anybody can answer.
Okay. Well, Dr. Rob Whitley, a lot of his focus and research has been dealing with male mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And when he invited me to, first of all, the story is that he wrote an article in the Gazette that talked about mental health for men, but in particular, young black men.
Right.
And from that, he wrote that. It was published in the Gazette, and Valerie reached out to him, and they started to converse. And then I had worked previously with Dr. Whitley on another research project, and I've always been interested.
I think the doctor is there, Pardon me.
Okay.
Hi, Rob.
I have to let him in.
Okay. There he is.
There he is.
Hi.
Hi, Doc. Sorry about that. I sort of kept the door closed on you. I didn't realize.
It happens regularly to me. You're a clever guy.
I just sent you an email.
That's all right,
Where are you?
Yeah, I was in the waiting room. I thought maybe the adverts were still on or something.
Okay.
All right. I was just asking a question. You know, the program attempts to address failure to launch among young black men. And I was just wondering, what about the young black woman? Rob?
I mean, I'm happy to give a few words about that. So if you actually look at the statistics about failure to launch, and the main statistics we look at are the rate of dropout of high school, the rate of unemployment, the rate of people still living at home with their parents, the statistics actually show that the rates are much higher amongst young black men than young black women. And in fact, young black men experience those rates higher than any other ethnic group in the whole of Canadian society. So the whole project is driven by statistics, and really there's a gap here and we need to help. And
okay.
I'm sure Stan and Valerie might want to add a bit.
Okay, very good. So clear this up for me. What is this project all about? The main components, etc.
Stan, do you want to answer?
I was thinking about that this morning. Of some word, there's so many words to throw around when you talk about and describe this project. But you know, I think one of the things, a good term to use here would be overall improving the well-being of young black men. Mm-hmm. Their overall well-being, meaning not just academically, but also their social and personal and career aspirations, and supporting them and improving their own self-esteem about themselves, and those kind of inner needs that a person has to have to succeed in life. And I think, you know, the overall well-being hasn't been met in the regular school system.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, what you're saying there is so true, because I've seen it up close, you know. But why is this project, and why now?
Yeah. Valerie? Yeah.
So if I can both endorse what Stan and Rob has already said.
Right.
Add there. I mean, regarding the statistics is very clear, and it applies in several different areas of life. And there are a couple of things. One, there is probably I should frame it, although that was not the primary factor. This decade, you might have known, stretch mm-hmm. has been declared by the United Nations as the decade for people of African descent. You probably knew that, you know, that before it was for women's rights. This particular decade, I think until 2024, is in support of people of African descent.
Right.
Then you have the Black Lives Matter movement. It seems that there is a new awakening globally, and especially in North America, regarding the situation with Black people generally, or people of African descent. And when you look within that global sector of people of African descent, you find that young Black men seem to be the most vulnerable, needing the most help.
Oh, boy.
And therefore, there is a response to that. But also, I think it's because Rob has been doing some of the research from before, based on my conversations with him. He's worked in other countries. And so it points to the need for us to respond to his call for action that he had raised in that article that Stan mentioned earlier. Plus, there are a lot of resources now that are specifically focused on supporting these types of initiatives. There are times when it's much harder to get the resources, but now it's easier to get the resources as well.
Okay. I got distracted with this camera a while ago here. So when is this being launched?
So we've got two phases. Yeah. The first phase is kind of like a consultation phase, stretch. And then the second phase is the implementation. And in the consultation phase, that's now, between now and Christmas, more or less, we're looking to have focus groups with black, young black men, black teachers, black professors, black parents, to really get their input into what they think would work in terms of the programming that we're going to develop and implement next year in 2023. So really, if I can just put a shout out to anyone who falls into any of those categories, you can drop me an email at robert.whitley@mcgill.ca. If you're interested in participating in a focus group, because we really just want to sit and listen to the experts, and they're the real experts, the parents, the kids themselves, the young men, the teachers, because they're seeing the issues and they've seen them for months and years maybe. And then once we get their input, we're going to, the three of us, Stanley, Valerie and myself, we're going to look at what the community says and then create the program, decide on the exact programming, the precise details, when it's going to be, how long each session will last, etc. And that will be implemented in kind of January 2023, hopefully.
Interesting what you just said about what the community says. Explain to me what you mean by that.
Yeah, so a bit building on what Valerie says, when we think about expertise, some people think about kind of professors and policymakers in Ottawa and people in Quebec City. But the way we're looking at this project is the real experts are the parents who are raising young Black men, young Black boys to be men, the teachers who are interacting with young Black men, mm-hmm. and obviously young Black men themselves. Mm-hmm. So we really want to go out and organize sessions where we can really listen to what they have to say about the issues that they face and the possible solutions. We'll use that as a foundation or springboard to build the program.
Nice.
So we call them focus groups, but that's just a trendy phrase for a listening exercise, basically.
Very nice, very nice.
And I should also mention, Stretch, that I'm noticing, and maybe it's because I'm a little new to Montreal, I'm noticing, because I'm involved in another couple projects, an interest, I don't know if it's increasing or it has always been there, in partnership between academia and community,
mm-hmm.
you know, to help address the social issues that we face. So I know there is another initiative where there is a growing partnership, a deliberate attempt to build a partnership that helps address the issues that we face in our society. So that is also a factor.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How can people participate or help? You know, who as you said, you're targeting the parents, et cetera, but how, say somebody on the outside listening right now, how can they participate or help the group here now?
I guess Rob had given his email address. That's a good, in our press release,
right.
The email address is there too. So that's a good start for sure.
All right. So, you know, just get in touch with the group and start from there.
Mm-hmm.
All
and,
right.
And I have sent out communication to many people in the network community or based organizations. And so for those who know me, they also contact me as well. If somebody feels that they're not so familiar with either us and they want to reach you because you are so well-established and well-known, just refer them back to us because you know how to reach us.
All right.
So we are asking people to reach out if they want to respond, if they want to participate. We are recruiting participants for the various focus groups.
In case you're just joining us, I'm speaking to Dr. Robert Whitley. And he's from McGill, of course, and we are proud of him because this is McGill Radio Station. That's your answer. All right. And we go to Toronto. I have problems calling that name, but you know.
I heard this letter. Toronto Metropolitan University is also
Toronto. I love the Queen City. Don't get me wrong. I love the Queen City. And of course, it's Valerie Gordon. And Valerie, you're from Montreal?
Yes. I'm based here.
Good. All right. All right. Welcome to CKUT Radio. And I am glad you are using what it's for. You know, we have all the commercial stations we need in the world right here in Montreal, but we have a station that is for the citizens. Okay, how is this thing? How are you going to finance this thing? How is it financed? Who want to answer that?
Yeah, I can give an answer for that. So we were lucky. Lucky perhaps isn't the right word, but we were fortunate that there's been a change in orientations, like Valerie said, because I think 5-10 years ago, if we would have tried to get this funded, people would said, you know, it's not a priority. So it's funded by the Canadian government for 2 years, with the possibility of making it 3 years if we need a bit of extra time. And we have enough money to develop the program and to hold focus groups. And focus groups, the participants will be compensated $50 with a gift card from Amazon because we're grateful for their time. That comes from the government funding. And then we're going to put it on our programming online, which also comes from the government funding. So we have secure funding for this project. We're quite fortunate, as I said, which means we're going to make it work in the next 2 or 3 years. It's not like many community programs have a lot of great ideas but don't have secure funding, which is unfortunate, but we have good ideas and good funding. So,
well, that's great to hear. You know, I have to take my cap off to you people, because it takes a lot for what you guys are doing. And what is the duration of the overall program, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, I guess due to COVID, we've kind of got an extra extension now.
Right.
To 3 years max, due to the holdups and the delays that came along with the COVID pandemic. So that's it's a nice time frame to have to explore. You know, it's a very much of an exploration program too, you know, exploring possibilities. So having the secure funding for 2 to 3 years is ideal for that kind of situation. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I, to be honest with you, I should have done my homework properly, but I didn't, because it's that time of the year when you're trying to fix up the yard and everything, and the squirrels are eating everything, and everybody's happy except you, because you're the one who's pushing. But I was just leafing through this thing, and somebody's asking me to let the people on, but I just want to converse with you guys a bit. So I'm a bit selfish at the moment. Listen on the radio, and then we can come back to the Zoom after, all right? You know, let me take it from here and ask if you guys, any of you guys have any key bits of information you want to share, because Stretch should have done his own work. Anybody?
No, I'd say if you didn't do your homework, Stretch, you know Valerie's a teacher, so she might give you a detention or a suspension.
I deserve it, believe you me. And it's hard to concentrate. Okay, Dr. Rob Whitley, as some of the information that I wasn't able to get to, do you have any that you'd like to pass on to the people, either you or Dr. Chase?
I mean, I'll just quickly say it again.
You don't have to be rushed. We have 5 more minutes.
Okay, well, I don't want to hog the mic, but anyone who wants to participate in the focus groups, I'll just say get a pen, because I'll give my email and I'll give my number. My number is 514-761-6131, extension 3436. Say it again, 514-761-6131, extension 3436. And my email is robert.whitley@mcgill.ca. So if you put Rob Whitley into Google, you'll find my email pretty easily.
Could you repeat that number again for me, Doc? Sorry, I was looking for a
pen. Yeah, of course. Yeah, I didn't give people much time to get a pen.
Yes.
514-761 6131 extension 3436. And we'd also be interested at this stage in hearing from any young black men who feel they might benefit from this kind of program. But we won't start till January, but that's only 2 months away now. Mm-hmm. So 2 or 3 months. So we'd certainly be interested in any young black men who feel they would benefit from participating in a program which teaches them new skills, new competencies, gets them to meet a great group of other young black men, and with Stan and myself and Valerie and others mentoring them to try and get into an educational program to get a better job, to improve their prospects in life. Certainly feel free to reach out at this stage.
And Valerie and you, Dr. Chase,
I just wanted to say that the project, while this project is addressing the phenomena that you just described, or we just described, mm-hmm. the project is called Flex to Launch, because we know that every young black person, young black man, every person has something that they can bring to the table.
Yes.
So we are going to be very open to working with that. You know, so we want them to feel comfortable to come forward, because we recognize that while we are providing what we call a hand up, they already have something that maybe they're not exploiting it. They may be artistic, they may be able to perform, they may be confident, they may be articulate, whatever talent they might have, to feel free to bring it to the table, because we only hope that we could give further voice and lift that up in the process of the project.
Mm-hmm. And if there anybody want to reach you, is there a phone number?
Well, my number is 514-718-6471.
6471. Yes. And Dr. Chase, I know you're from Toronto and you're used to big things there, you know, lots of traffic, but you have 2 minutes to tell me, wrap up your time and thoughts, and where you intend to go with this whole thing.
Well, I'd just like to reiterate that, you know, this is an exploration project, and, you know, we're open to the possibilities of, you know, experimenting and trying to find a new way of improving the lives and well-being of young black men. And having them engaged at the beginning hopefully will inform that as much as possible. These kind of projects, it's not necessarily innovative, but it is in a way that, you know, they can be pioneers in this as well.
Yes.
You know, they can feel that they're challenging themselves, and they're also maybe going to be the first in a unique, you know, journey of, you know, improving their lives. And, you know, hopefully that's a message that, you know, that they can reinvent themselves.
Yes.
Because that's also a problem, you know, for all of us, but particularly in this day and age, the ability to be able to reinvent yourself in situations such as when COVID has come along, it's even harder now to reinvent yourself. So we're hoping to at least provide some kind of hope and, you know, a message for the future for them, to make it make their lives more chance of success and feeling good about themselves and the world around them.
Right, right. Dr. Whitley, what did I call you? Whitley. Dr. Whitley was saying about his daughter. I have a daughter. The next time, if you guys promise me, say in 3 months to come back and tell me the progress that's happening, I will let her interview you all. She's from McGill too, Doc. And because I am so interested in this thing here, and I don't know what to say, because I need to say too much, and I can't concentrate as I should. But I'm so impressed with what you guys are doing, because I would love to see young black men out there doing things that you know, I saw my brother and his friends doing when I came into this country, you know, and they made a backbone. They could contribute to, say, the WIPCA, things like that. They bought their own, not them, but they all grouped together and bought their own building. That's the only black association that has a building of their own in the city. So we want to see more of that, you know. And I am.
Let's see if I can steal a couple of seconds.
Go right. Sorry. A woman always has the last word, you know. Go right ahead.
I just wanted to say, now that we know how you feel, we hope that we could probably have you as one of the resource persons, as a black man with the image and profile in our community.